As the work week came to a close, and as many of us thought we were turning the pages to a carefree weekend, we got the news of the horrific incident in Virginia Beach. The shooting of a large number of people who had left their homes on that day and thought they would be returning as they normally did, whose families are now affected forever. And so let's join our souls and our spirits in a time of very humble prayer, if you will. Let's pray. Lord, hear our hearts today. For residents of our own Tidewater went to work on Friday and did not go back home that night. Every last one of them made in your image and your children. The hypothetical became real this weekend, as all too close by, the tragedy of a mass shooting has touched our community. 12 households were altered in the most horrific way, never to be the same. We are not mere spectators of somebody else's life this time, sitting in our easy chairs and mumbling into our TV sets that this is terrible. This one happened too close to home for that. We cannot ignore the proximity of this one. This one happened in a city where many of us regularly visit doctors, do business, shop, dine, and entertain ourselves. At least one whom we know in this community works there, Lord. Attend to his heart in his connection to those who were lost and his days now as a survivor of what could have been. Hear the horror of our day and hear our concern. Moments like this do not make us feel lucky as much as they do small, powerless. Moments like this also make us feel grateful for the bravery and action of first responders who served so skillfully. What they are called on to do ultimately exceeds the bounds of duty and can only be understood as selflessness. We are especially thankful for them. Help us also as citizens in a day of such division to find our very souls and voices. As each side of peripheral issues in this talk past each other about the related pieces, awaken within us the notion that the issue is that we are tired of massive losses of life. Help us to value all lives as much as we say we do some. Help us to be convicted that old have as much right to live as the very youngest, that those adults who chose to be in the building or who were paid to be in the building were not somehow less victims than anyone else whose life is cut short. Awaken within us a conviction to never take what happened in Virginia Beach as normal, and Lord, you know that we teeter closer on the brink of doing just that than we care to admit. Help us to be convicted that school children should be safe, worshipers should be safe, and yes, that workers should be able to walk into their offices and feel that their job is the most pressing concern rather than their very lives. Awaken us, O Lord. Awaken our thankfulness and awaken our care. Help us not only to feel grateful to be alive, but help us to be alive in the most useful ways we can. Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.